"You're not very vulnerable from above," Holmes remarked as he held up the lantern and gazed about him.
"Nor from below,"
said Mr. Merryweather, striking his stick upon the flags which lined the floor.
"My dear me, it sounds quite hollow,"
he remarked, looking up in surprise.
"I must really ask you to be a little more quiet,"
said Holmes severely.
"You have already imperilled the whole success of our expedition. Might I beg that you would have the goodness to sit down upon one of those boxes and not to interfere?"
The solemn Mr. Merryweather perched himself upon a crate with a very injured expression upon his face, while Holmes fell upon his knees upon the floor, and, with the lantern and a magnifying lens, began to examine minutely the cracks between the stones. A few seconds sufficed to satisfy him, for he sprang to his feet again and put his glass in his pocket.
"We have at least an hour before us," he remarked, "for they can hardly take any steps until the good pawnbroker is safely in bed. Then they will not lose a minute, for the sooner they do their work, the longer time they will have for their escape. We are at present, Doctor, as no doubt you have divined, in the cellar of the city branch of one of the principal London banks. Mr. Merryweather is the chairman of directors, and he will explain to you that there are reasons why the more daring criminals of London should take a considerable interest in this cellar at present.